So this morning's message is entitled, The Righteous Shepherd. But when I was thinking about these verses, and this morning's Jeremiah reading is from this week's lectionary. Now, the verses aren't exactly the same, but when I was looking over the lectionary some weeks ago, and I saw this passage in Jeremiah, it made me think about some of my own experiences, albeit maybe few years compared to some. But it makes me think of my experiences and what my experiences have been like with the shepherds that God has called. My first experience as a young Christian, when I was pretty well into adulthood, was with a congregation that was wonderful. I was all excited about being a new Christian and all the things that Christianity had to offer. And somehow things were going well, and they were really going well, and then they were really, really going well. But then after a while, there were some questions that I started to ask, and I started to wonder. I wonder if God has given this shepherd these instructions, because somehow they didn't necessarily match up to what I believed in my heart according to what God had revealed to me at the time. And I wondered about, when you're shepherding people, do you lead them just by their own emotions? So when I was reading Jeremiah a few weeks ago and then decided to use this lectionary book for today's sermon, I thought about my experience. I thought about my first experience as a young Christian and in church, and what happened was my experience ended up being one that was not so pleasant. It started out great, but what happened was this shepherd over this flock of people that God had chosen started to do things that were not so righteous. He started to do things and share things for control and to be able to control people as opposed to telling them what the word of God says. So I, as is my nature, had questions. And if you tell me that God says this and I don't see it in the Bible, or I don't feel that in my heart that's necessarily right, because that's not how you'll treat someone, I'm going to ask a question. And I'm going to ask a question sincerely, and I'm going to be very forceful about it if I don't get an answer. But I want to know about this whole life and this walk of Christianity. And there is a standard, as we've heard, that God holds his shepherds to. In this passage in Jeremiah, what was happening was that people and prophets were going forth and saying things in the name of God that weren't actually so. They were going forth in the book of Jeremiah saying, the Lord says this and thus, when actually the Lord hadn't said any of those things. So what we might think about when we think about shepherds and the shepherds who guide the sheep, as the Bible calls us, the pastors who lead congregations and the elders and deacons who lead, those persons who are in leadership, sometimes we might wonder, did God really give you those instructions? And you might be saying, well, what does that have to do with the righteous shepherd? But what it has to do with the righteous shepherd, who we learn in, who was prophesied in Jeremiah and Isaiah and other prophetic books, but who we learn in the Gospel of John, is Jesus Christ, who said that I am the good shepherd. And if that's true, then I think the question that I began to ask myself, and that you might ask yourselves, is what kind of sheep are you? What kind of sheep are you? Do you study God's word on a regular basis? Do you just wait for the preacher or the teacher or the elder to pray for you, to teach you what the Bible says? Or do you take your own personal time, devotional time? Do you spend time with the Lord every day? Do you open your Bibles? Do you read them regularly? Do you ask for understanding? Or do we sometimes get in this rut of just waiting for somebody to teach to me and to preach to me, and then I base my Christianity off of that? The message this morning is still about the righteous shepherd, but I think the question first should be, what kind of sheep are we? The kind of sheep that I was at the time, before I would even know that God would have me possibly leading other people, I was a very inquisitive little sheep. I was very inquisitive about the things that I was being taught, the things that were being shared with me. And as I've already told you, if I had a question, I would look for an answer, which is rightfully so. So as I went forward throughout my journey, I understood that the shepherd that had led me so wonderfully initially had a problem with me after a certain point because this sheep was asking too many questions. She was doing things that were I was no longer able to control her. I was no longer able to make her do what I said. But she really did have questions about what this Bible says and what it speaks of. Because the truth is that I can preach to you all day. We can talk to one another all day. But if we don't take the initiative to learn about how to be good sheep, as Jesus is the good and righteous shepherd, what good will it do us? It may do us some good just right here in this vicinity. But what about moving out into the community? What about in your homes? What about at work? How can we say that Jesus is the righteous shepherd if we don't take any initiative about finding out what he says in his word that makes us better sheep? What type of sheep are you when you're outside of your own home? When you're outside of these church walls? When you're in a community of people that you don't even know? Jesus has, and God had very specific instructions for Jeremiah. For what Jeremiah was to tell the pastor, what Jeremiah was to tell the shepherd or the underling. God had given those men at the time who were called very specific instructions. Tell my people this, you tell my people that. But sometimes when we have power and sometimes when we've been Christians longer than others, sometimes we lord our power over those who we don't think are as knowledgeable or are as worthy as we are. So what God is saying in this passage is that don't worry about the shepherd. Don't worry about the pastors and the prophets who are not doing what I told them to do. But what we need to worry about, again, is what kind of sheep we all are. When we get to chapter 10 in the Gospel of John, and in the beginning of chapter 10, is Jesus is saying, I assure you, he says, anyone who doesn't enter the sheep pen by the door but climbs in some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens it for him and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own outside, he goes ahead of them. And the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. How often do you and I recognize the voice of God when he speaks to us? How often when God is telling us to go right and we want to go left, how often do we follow those directions? A lot of times the truth is that because we are our own persons, because we live in this wonderful country, the United States of America, a lot of time we take liberties and we take advantage sometimes of our freedom. Our freedom to do what we want, to say what we want, to eat where we want, to worship where we want. Sometimes we take advantage of that. So when Jesus calls, do you recognize his voice? When he tells you, I want you to reach out beyond yourself. I want you to reach out beyond just this community of people. I want you to study your Bible more and not wait for anyone to tell you what to do. Jesus says that my sheep hear my voice. They will never follow a stranger. Instead, they will run away from him because they don't recognize the voice of strangers. Where there Cheryl is again so many years ago and so young in Christianity. But there was something about the leader, the pastor, the teacher that I began not to recognize. Because if you're teaching me according to the principles of Jesus Christ, and if the pastor here is teaching you according to the principles of Jesus Christ and biblical scripture, you'll recognize it. You'll understand it. You'll hear the voice. But if there are things being said or shared that are not of the gospel message, you might have a few questions about them. And it is my advice to you to ask them. Because it is our responsibility, those of us who've been called to share this gospel message, to teach and preach what thus saith the Lord, not what thus saith Cheryl, or thus saith Joe, or thus saith Sally, but it is to preach what thus saith the Lord. So why the righteous shepherd? Because we need to remember that Jesus Christ is the righteous shepherd. But the question is, what kind of sheep are we? Verse 6 says, Jesus gave them this illustration, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Jesus was walking in the temple complex in Solomon's colonnade, and then the Jews surrounded him and asked, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, then tell us plainly. I did tell you, and you don't believe, Jesus answered them. The works that I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, ever. No one will snatch them out of my hand, and my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand, because the Father and I are one. Now here are the Pharisees asking Jesus about who he is and why does he claim himself to be this good shepherd. But Jesus, as he always does, he gives a parable, he gives an illustration, and he lets them know, no, I am the good shepherd. But who are you? And what do you believe? So the question is posed to us today as well. Who are you? What kind of sheep are you? Are we? And what do we really believe? Do we believe what Jesus has to say only when it's really good? Or do we also believe what Jesus has to say when he's chastising us or challenging us? Or challenging us to grow up in our faith? There comes a point in all of our lives and in Christianity at different points where you just become stagnant. You just get comfortable. You just get comfortable coming in and going out and coming in again and going out again. But when do we accept the challenge that Jesus gives us? When do we accept the challenge that says, what kind of sheep are you? I know that you, Christ, are the righteous shepherd, because you told me, and I believe by faith, that life eternal is mine. But in the meantime, what kind of sheep are we? So is Jesus the righteous shepherd? Absolutely. He's the good shepherd, and he's the only way that those of us who believe in him can have eternal life, because we walk through this door that he's provided for us of salvation by his death and resurrection. So Jesus, yes, is the righteous shepherd. And when I read this passage again in closing in Jeremiah, I was thinking to myself, yes, God is. He's going to get those who's not doing what he said that he says they should be doing. But then I can't worry about that too much more, because that's God's business and that's what he has to handle. But what I have to worry about and what all of you have to worry about is, what kind of sheep are we? And in whose pasture are we grazing in? Are we grazing in this pasture that Jesus has provided for us as a community of Christians? Or are we creating our own pasture and going about our own lives and inviting people into these pastures that we've created that have nothing to do with Christ or what he tells us that we should be doing? Do our lives and our vacations and our children and our jobs, do they really just hover over everything that God has given for you and I to do? And if they do, don't get too down on yourself, but recognize it and come back into the sheepfold. Come back into the plan and the purpose for your life that God has. Every once in a while, we have to be reminded, because we become so inundated with life, with worry, with suffering, with health, that we forget about who the righteous shepherd truly is. So the next time when you think about all that Jesus has done for you and for I, we should also ask and think to ourselves, what kind of sheep am I? And how have I been operating in the gifts that God has given me? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you again this morning for speaking to us. We thank you again, God, for challenging us, because we know that you chasten those whom you love. So we thank you, God, this morning for loving us, and we ask that your message would move our hearts and would allow us to go above and beyond what we've been doing for you in our own lives as individuals and then as a community of believers. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for those who will receive your message and who will go forth in doing those things that you have called them to do. We thank you for being the righteous judge and the righteous shepherd who has given your life, who has given your life, God, so sacrificially, so that we might have life eternal. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.